On February 6th, up to 2,000 motorists were stuck on a 20-mile stretch of Interstate 3990 south of Madison due to heavy snow and icy roads. Many critics, including Governor Doyle, demanded to know why the emergency response was slow and disorganized, leaving many people stuck overnight in their cars. The tabletop exercise at Madison State's Emergency Operations Center, or EOC, was to address response problems during the backup. Lori Getter of Wisconsin Emergency Management explains what was learned.
We had the EOC activated, but we didn't have enough agencies or people to be able to monitor those storms correctly. And communicating, making sure everyone knows what's going on. When they hear a tidbit of something going on, that's being relayed to the EOC and the Department of Transportation and the State Patrol, that we're all on the same page.
The State Department of Transportation is also working on a new communication system that will provide ongoing weather and travel conditions to motorists that is expected to launch by year's end. And the department says it'll be installing a series of traffic cameras along I-90 in Rock County in November, where a huge stretch of vehicles were stranded during last winter's backup. Shirley Connors is Rock County's Emergency Management Coordinator.
Cameras have been a topic of discussion with our local emergency planning committee for 3 to 4 years. I'm just happy to hear they're finally going to have them installed, particularly with the severe weather coming up.
Finally, an internal review of the DOT's emergency response procedures is expected to be conducted, but it's unlikely to be made public. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.